由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are always delighted to bring you a new series of messages.
非常开心今天我们能够和你开始一个全新系列的信息。
And today we're going to bring you a new series entitled God Talk.
今个新的系列呢叫做上帝话。
Or we can call it What Does God Think About Himself?
或者可以叫做呢上帝怎样看他自己的呢
Throughout history, there were all kinds of people who presumed to speak for God.
纵观历史里面有很多人都认为自己是代替上帝讲说话。
Some even claimed to be God.
有些人呢甚至说自己是上帝。
But let me ask you this.
但是我想问你一条问题啊。
How do you truly get to know someone?
就是你怎样才可以真正认识一个人呢?
By listening to what that person says about himself or herself.
当然其中一样最重要的事就是听下他这个人是怎样介绍自己的。
Right?
是不是?
People know you by what you say about yourself.
人家认识你是基于你自己怎样看自己。
And this rule applies particularly to God.
而同样你想要认识上帝的时候亦都是不例外的。
It is not what I say about God, it is not what you say about God.
不是说我怎样讲上帝什么什么或者你讲上帝什么什么。
All we need to know about God is what God says about himself.
而是由上帝亲自介绍他自己，这些就是我们要知道的事。
And that is why I'm doing this series of messages entitled,What does God say about himself?
这个就是为什么我们今天要开始一个上帝怎样介绍他自己的系列、啊、
God tells us lots of things about himself.
上帝呢告诉我们听很多关于他自己的事。
We call these the attributes of God.
我们将他称为上帝的属性。
Let me give you an example.
给一些例子你听下。
We talk about God's wisdom, God's truthfulness, God's mercy, God's grace, God's love, God's wrath, His goodness, His faithfulness, and on and on and on.
我们经常都讲到上帝的智慧、上帝的真实、上帝的怜悯、上帝的恩典、上帝的爱、上帝的愤怒、祂的良善、祂的信实、等等等等等等。
These are some of God's attributes.
这些都是上帝的属性的一部分。
But there's one thing that God says about himself that controls all of his attributes.
但是有一样东西是上帝自己告诉我们听关于他自己的，就是他其中一个属性是决定了其他一切的属性。
And that is his sovereignty.
原来就是他的主权。
His sovereignty controls all of his other attributes.
上帝的主权是决定了他所有的其他属性。
His absolute authority and rule over his creation is the axle around which all of his other attributes revolve.
上帝其他的属性都是围绕着上帝绝对的主权这个属性，上帝掌管着这个世界一切受造的物事。
Some of you may be asking, why is his sovereign control the key to all of his other attributes?
咁可能你会问啦，点解上帝嘅主权系上帝其他属性嘅中心呢
？And that's a good question.
好问题。
Most people agree that God is love, right?
大部分嘅人都认为上帝就系爱啊嘛，系咪啊
？Even unbelievers believe that God is love.
唔信主嘅人都认为上帝就系爱啊嘛。
Well, if he is not absolutely sovereign,
但是如果上帝没有这个世界上面所有的主权的话
then some circumstance could occur that would be outside of his control that could thwart his love.
这样如果有些东西是上帝控制不到的话，即是他没有主权，他是控制不到，那 喺嗰个时候，上帝嘅爱就会被阻挠咯。
If he were not absolutely sovereign, then his love would be conditional.
如果上帝冇无上嘅主权嘅话，咁佢嘅爱就系有条件咯。
But the scripture from beginning to end tells us that his love is unconditional.
但系成本圣经话俾我哋听，由头到尾都系咁讲，话上帝嘅爱系无条件嘅爱。
The same thing is true with God's justice.
同样，上帝嘅公义都系无条件嘅公义。
If he did not have sovereign control over all things,
如果上帝系冇主权掌握一切嘅话，
his justice could be easily frustrated by Satan and wicked people.
上帝嘅公义就会轻而易举咁样被撒旦或者不法嘅人所糟蹋。
And total injustice would rule supreme.
而最终是导致邪恶的势力占据了上风。
And what a terrible disaster that would be.
而这个后果是怎样呢？堪舆啊。
That is why we need to understand the sovereignty of God.
所以今天我们一定要去认识上帝的主权。
A thorough understanding of the sovereignty of God will give meaning to all of the other attributes of God.
只有彻底地领悟到上帝的主权，我们才能够明白到上帝其他的属性。
And that is why I'm beginning this series of messages with the sovereignty of God.
因此，我今天希望用上帝的主权为题，来展开这个新系列的分享。
There is one verse that I have committed to memory early in my life, and I hope that you will memorize it also.
在我很小的时候，我背了一节的经文，很希望你也都能够记住它。
It is found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.
就是在以弗所书第一章第十一节的。
It says, God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his will.
圣经话上帝按照佢自己嘅意思做晒所有嘅嘢。
What does that mean?
咁依句嘅说话系点样解呢
？It means that God's knowledge and power extend even to the smallest things in the universe.
就系话上帝嘅知识同埋佢嘅能力要遍及宇宙嘅每一个角落。
It means that when you brushed your hair this morning,
当你朝早去梳头嘅时候
，God said, "Hair number 2,555,000, come on out."
如果上帝啊话唔该，你条头发第255,500条嗰条咧跌落嚟嘅话
，And that single hair got caught in your brush.
嗰条头发就会喺你把梳上面啊。
It means that God's power and authority is above, beyond, beneath, and all around.
讲这个例子呢，就是想讲到上帝的能力和主权是超越这个世界，超越宇宙，超越一切的东西，无处不在的。
In all of this confusion that surrounds us, God's plan stands supreme.
虽然我们身边的世界混乱含糊，但是上帝的计划超越一切，坚定不移。
Why?
为什么会这样呢
?Because God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of his own will.
原来因为上帝随着自己的意思做了这个世界一切的事。
But someone may be saying, you mean to say that we don't have free will?
咁可能有人读多啲神学就会问啦，啊，难道我哋今日人系冇自由意志啦咩
？Of course we have free will，
梗系有自由意志啦。
But our free will has no power to thwart God's sovereignty。
但系人嘅自由意志系唔能够去妨碍上帝嘅主权。
Those who choose to reject God's offer of forgiveness and eternal life through Jesus Christ,
那些不愿意接受上帝藉着耶稣基督所赐的宽恕的恩典和永生的盼望的人，
they bring upon themselves a dark eternity.
他们只是为自己带来黑暗的永恒，即是自取灭亡。
Those who choose to live without God suffer the consequences.
嗰啲唔愿意与上帝去同活嘅人，佢哋最终就会自食其果。
God respects our choices, and this is part of His plan.
而喺上帝嘅计划里面，佢系允许我哋有选择嘅机会，并且尊重我哋嘅选择。
Why？
点解上帝要咁样做呢？
Because God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of His own will.
因为上帝随住佢自己嘅意思嚟做晒一切嘅万事。
There is one thing you must know about the Creator of the universe.
关于呢位创造宇宙嘅主宰，你一定要清楚一样嘢。
He is the sovereign ruler and king of His creation.
就系话到佢系一切受造物嘅统治者同埋君王。
Let me tell you about two false conclusions that many people reach about the sovereignty of God.
让我话俾你听，通常人啊对上帝嘅主权有两种嘅错觉噶。
On the one hand, some people deny the reality of God's supreme rule over all things.
一方面，有啲人咧就否认上帝有晒超越一切嘅主权。
On the other hand, other people deny the perfect goodness of God in His governing authority.
另外一啲人咧，则系否认上帝主权嘅完美性啊。
They say either God is not in perfect control, or His will is not perfectly good.
佢哋认为嗱，一系咧上帝啊理唔到咁多嘢，一系咧就认为上帝根本就唔系尽善尽美嘅。
Of course, these are two easy conclusions to come to when you see evil and suffering in the world.
但系的确嘅，如果你只系睇到呢一世人嘅嗰啲苦难啊、邪恶嘅话，你梗系会得到呢种结论噶。
But they are both false conclusions.
但系其实呢两个结论都系错嘅。
Why？
点解呢？
Because God accomplishes all things according to the counsel of His will.
因为上帝原来随住佢自己嘅意思嚟做晒一切嘅事情。
My listening friends, I want you to ask yourselves two questions.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我在这里想特别请你去问自己两条问题。
Question number one.
第一条问题是什么呢？
Is it okay to be baffled when you see God does things that you do not understand?
当我们不明白上帝为什么要这样做这样做的时候，我们可不可以感到困惑先？
Yes.Because as human beings, we do not know the reason for everything that God does.
是可以的，因为人是有局限性，我们不可以理解到上帝做每一件事的理由的。
God is not accountable to us.
上帝又不用跟我们交代。
And we have no right to demand that God explain everything to us.
我们也没权说，哎，主，你说这件事解释给我听。
Listen to what he said to us in Isaiah 55:8-9.
请你听一下在以赛亚书55:8-9所讲的说话。
My thoughts are not your thoughts.
耶和华说，我的意念不是你的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts than yours.
好像天是高过地一样，所以我的意念是高过你的意念。
Listen to what Moses said in Deuteronomy 29:29.
请听摩西在《申命记》29:29是这样讲的。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which He revealed belongs to us, that we may obey His law.
隐秘的事情、奥秘的事情是属于耶和华我们的上帝的。唯有那些显明了出来的事情，就是永远属于我们和我们的子孙的，好叫我们遵行上帝律法里面一切的说话。
There are several things that the sovereign God revealed to us and wanted us to know about himself.
掌权的上帝只是对我们显明了他自己的一部分。
But he has not revealed everything.
上帝没有让我们知道他的全部。
The second question is this.
第二条问题是这样的。
Does the sovereignty of God mean that we cannot know God intimately?
上帝的威严和上帝的权能会不会让到我们不能够跟他保持亲密的关系呢？
The answer is absolutely not.
个答案系绝对唔系咁嘅。
And that's what Christianity is all about.
呢个就系基督教嘅独特嘅地方。
God fully revealed Himself in Jesus Christ.
上帝藉住耶稣基督完完全全咁样彰显佢自己。
God has given us all the information that we need to have in order to make rational decisions.
上帝都俾我哋足够嘅资料，让我哋每一个人都可以凭住理性作出抉择。
What does God want us to know about Him?
嗱，上帝想我哋知道关于佢嘅乜嘢呢？
God wants us to know that He loves to save professing sinners.
上帝要我哋知道佢系乐意拯救罪人。
God wants us to know that He spent many centuries preparing the world for the coming of His Son.
上帝要我们知道祂用很多的时间来预备这个世界，迎啊祂的儿子的降生。
God wants us to know that exactly according to His schedule, His Son came into the world.
上帝要我们知道按照着祂自己所定的时间，祂的儿子耶稣基督准时来到这个世界。
God wants us to know that those who have received the gift of salvation should share it with others.
上帝要我们知道，我们不单只要接受救恩，还要将这份的恩典去同人分享。
God wants us to know that by dying on the cross, His Son satisfied His justice by paying the penalty of our sin.
上帝要我们知道，藉着耶稣基督在十字架上面的流血赎罪，是满足了上帝对公义的要求。
God wants us to know that His Son was resurrected from the dead on the third day to assure us of our own resurrection.
上帝要我们知道上帝的儿子在死了之后三日复活，从而保证我们都能够跟他一起复活。
God wants us to know that His Son is now exalted on the throne of the universe.
上帝要我们知道祂的儿子现在已经被高举，是超越万有的。
And that from His throne, His Son invites sinners to come to Him.
因此，上帝的儿子是邀请所有的罪人都来到祂的宝座面前。
And when they come to Him, He lovingly leads them throughout their lives.
而当人是愿意来到耶稣基督的面前去信靠他的时候，他慈爱的双手就要牵引这些人走过人生的每一步。
And finally, He brings them home to Himself in heaven.
最后他是愿意带领这些人回返到天家。
But what does the sovereign God want His children to know?
但是万有的主要他的儿女明白些什么呢？
What does the sovereign God want those who have responded and accepted His invitation to know?
上帝要向那些已经相信祂、接受祂为生命救主的人显明什么的心意呢？
He wants them to know that because He is sovereign and in control,
祂要我们知道因为祂掌管一切，
all things work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
万事都互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得着益处，就是按祂旨意被召的人。
God wants them to know that He wants all His children to be conformed to the image of His Son.
上帝要我们明白，上帝喜悦祂的儿女都效法主耶稣基督。
God wants them to know that we should live this life without fear of the future because God controls it.
上帝要我们知道我们不需要为前途感到惧怕，因为上帝掌管明天。
God wants His children to know that they should live this life without anxiety and worry because He controls their circumstances.
上帝要祂的儿女知道我们应该活得无忧无虑，因为祂掌管这个世界一切的环境。
God wants His children to know that they should live this life trusting in His provision.
上帝要祂的儿女知道我们应该相信天父的供应，好好地活着。
That they should live this life accepting His word as the truth.
我哋应该相信上帝嘅说话就系真理。
Believing his promises and obeying his commands.
我哋应该相信上帝嘅应许，并且顺服上帝嘅命令。
That they should be diligent and hardworking for his kingdom.
并且要殷勤咁样为上帝作工。
God wants his children to know that his everlasting arms are underneath.
上帝要我哋知道佢永远嘅膀臂系托住佢嘅儿女。
God wants his children to know that he is our security.
上帝要我哋明白佢系我哋嘅保障。
And that he, the creator of the world, never gets tired or grows weary.
创造天地嘅主必不困倦，亦都唔会疲乏。
That he, the sovereign Lord, is in control of your job, your home, your children, and every breath.
全能的主是掌管着你的工作、你的家庭、你的儿女和你的生命。
The sovereign God wants his children to know that no matter how impossible the dream,
全能的上帝要他的儿女知道，无论个梦想是几个不可能实现都好，
no matter how difficult the task,
无论问题是几咁的艰巨都好，
no matter how fierce the opposition,
无论反对的势力是几咁强大都好，
no matter how ferocious the enemy,
无论你的仇敌是几咁的凶狠都好，
no matter how bleak things may look,
无论你的前景是几咁暗淡都好，
no matter how hopeless it seems,
无论你的希望是几咁渺茫都好，
those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength,
只要你愿意等候耶和华，有盼望等候他的你就会重新得力。
They will soar on wings like eagles.
你会好像鹰这样展翅上腾。
They will run and not grow weary.
你奔跑却不困倦。
They will walk and not be faint.
行走却不疲乏。
The sovereignty of God tells his children that his grace is sufficient.
全能的上帝告诉他的儿女，他的恩典是足够的。
Regardless of what happens,
无论何时何地，恩典都是足够的。
The sovereignty of God tells his children who are daily walking with him and trusting in him that a mighty fortress is our God.
全能的上帝告诉他的儿女，只要我们肯和他同行，并且去依靠他的时候，他就要作我们坚固的保障。
Finally, the sovereignty of God should tell his children that if God is for us, who can be against us?
最后一点就是全能的上帝要告诉他的儿女，上帝如果帮助我们的话，谁能够敌挡我们？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能够让我们和基督的爱隔绝？
Will tribulation?
是不是患难？
Distress?
是困苦吗？
Or persecution?
是逼迫吗？
Will famine?
是饥饿吗？
Or peril?
是危险吗？
Or war?
是不是战争啊？
No.
都不是啊。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
靠住爱我们的主，在这一切的事情上面，我们已经赢硬了。
For I am sure that neither death nor life nor height nor depth will be able to separate us from the love of God.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是高处是低处的，都不能够叫我们和上帝的爱去隔绝。
Nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
这个世界上面没有一样东西可以叫我们和上帝的爱去隔绝，因为上帝的爱就是在我们的主耶稣基督里面。
And this is all you need to know about God's sovereignty.
这件事就是我们需要知道有关上帝的主权的全部内容。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as I conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在结束的时候我要对你讲。
If you have never accepted his gracious invitation through his son Jesus Christ,
如果你仍然未接受上帝的爱子耶稣基督那份慈爱的呼唤的话，
If you have never received his gift of eternal life with him, you can do that today.
如果你还未得到他所赐的永生，希望你今天就可以得到。
Just ask him into your life today.
你只需要今天邀请上帝进入你生命里面。
And he will begin to offer you his blessings.
祂就会赐给你那份丰富的福分。
我深深体会你爱的宝贵，献上自己永追随。我伤心或气馁，
或胜利或思别，
便刚强壮胆，永远
无论在什么境况里面，因为上帝的爱，我们就没有东西可以抵挡到我们。无论患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、危险、刀剑，一切的东西都不能够叫我们同上帝的爱隔绝。所以各位听众朋友，希望你是好好去享受上帝的爱，享受上帝那份的恩典，同上帝在你的生命里头好好去同行。这样的时候，你就能够更加了解你的上帝，享受上帝给你的那份福分。在这里很希望你随时是欢迎你的，也都去到我们的良友电台的网站上面，和我们分享一下你的体会、你的心得，或者听了我们分享里头的一些的领受，并且呢欢迎你随时写电邮或者写信去到给我们，让到我们知道你在收听我们的节目，并且在里头是蒙受上帝的恩典的。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次的天路导向的时候，我们继续分享上帝的话语。